So let's say that the weather has scrambled your holiday flight home. You could still consider taking the bus. Greyhound is trying to raise the profile of the humble bus service. For member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
A duo of flugelhorn and clarinet plays for holiday travelers at Amtrak's 30th Street station in Philadelphia. College student Suzanne Cole is taking the train home for winter break. Cole says the bus isn't as comfortable as the train.
The seats are nicer, the food is better. Oh my gosh, there is food on the train, isn't there? In general, the buses, they're kind of dirty, and they take a lot longer than you'd expect.
Magazine editor Marco Roth is catching Amtrak's high-speed Acela train to New York City. At $100 each way, the express train costs about five times as much as Greyhound. Roth says it's worth it.
I sort of gave up on buses after like my college days when I would take it up to Boston to visit my girlfriend from New York. And I did this every 2 weeks, and it was terrible. And I vowed never to do this again. Maybe it's because of the relationship. I don't know.
Still, Greyhound is trying to get riders like Roth and Cole to take another look.
How many of you traveling? Any go to Washington Union Station?
Yep.
When Courtney Norris walked into the bus station in downtown Philadelphia on a busy Friday afternoon, a Greyhound staffer was there to greet her.
It looks better than last time I was here. It looks a lot nicer. I like the blue and white. It's a good color choice. It looks cleaner.
Gone are the old coin-operated televisions. In their place, flat-screen TVs tuned to CNN. The freshly polished tiles on the floor reflect the new lights overhead. Spokesperson Anna Holmesby says Greyhound is shining up the brand in order to keep existing customers happy and maybe bring in some new ones, too.
Making sure that the terminals are clean, the buses are clean. It's about enjoying your time from the minute you step in the terminal till the minute you step off the bus.
Greyhound dropped many of its least popular routes after emerging from bankruptcy in 2003. Holmesby says the company is pouring some of those savings into the makeover. The experiment started last year.
I think Greyhound sees that there's a new market emerging for intercity bus service.
Joe Sweeterman is a transportation expert at DePaul University in Chicago.
We saw it devolve into kind of a last resort option, but as downtowns gentrify and prosper, Greyhound, I think, sees it has a potential niche there.
Sweeterman says the company faces competition from cheaper curbside bus operators, including Megabus in the Midwest and the Chinatown bus on the East Coast. Many of Greyhound's longtime customers say they're happy the old dog is learning some new tricks. Diane Santos has been catching the bus at this terminal in Philadelphia for 15 years, and she says it's changed a lot.
Bathroom is clean because it wasn't like that in 92 when I was traveling. So they did a really big makeover.
Greyhound has refurbished about 50 terminals so far. The company has plans to fix up another 90 locations next year. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.